pictures and end of the day to everybody else anymore.
Those haven't done a marav. I'm shchoidesh. If someone were to have a meal now, not so posh to say yalla v'yovei after davening marav early. So either way, it's shchoidesh. I want to share with the Olam a very, very go into some tishah. It's something which it's hair raising because it's something which is new. It's very, very geshmak. I must tell you this Yom Tov. Sunday, Monday.
Correct.
Sunday, when we say Sunday, we mean Motzei Shabbos is going to be the first night Shabbos. And to be makdim and daven, we have a big problem in the UK. It's bechlal not easy. You've got Shkia, which is quarter to the 10. You have Nacht, which is hitting 11 o'clock. Quarter to 11, let's say. And you're having Shkia, which is 9:30. These times are very, very late. They're very, very late. Now, if it's for the regular person, the fit person, the person who's in his prime, these things should be okay. But there's plenty of reasons that hit a person. Why the reasons that, it's not so convenient to start waiting all this time and to eat. And things can go haywire, whether it's a mishpacha, whether it's health, whether it's all different sibbos, major time Shia, and Kananu has many sibbos these days. And it's worth exploring and cornering the halacha to see what is halacha, what is hashkofa, and even where the halacha permits it, there's other things which are phenomenal. And let me share with you. The first night to be Makdim Shavuos early, you would have thought, what's the problem to be Makdim Shavuos? Let's say Shavuos is on a Tuesday. Let's say. I don't know if it could be, it can't, Leib Badur, it can't be on a Tuesday, Monday. So Leib Badur, Pesach, so if it's let's say a Monday, let's say Shavuos is a regular time during the week, to bring in Yom Tov early is an issue on Shavuos, because of Tamimus, the Magen Avraham state, you have to make sure it's Tamimus, that means the 49th day has to be complete, and therefore Shavuos by definition only starts from Nacht to Shkia, only then can you start bringing in Yom Tov, you have to wait for Nacht. Exactly what you need to wait for Nacht for, is it just a meal or even davening? That is a machlok, as Yedua, Tazan, Machlavram, Mishnah Berurah seems to be machmi. That already there's a makom to be lenient to daven Ma'ariv a bit earlier, as long as you're starting Kiddush after Nacht. That's Abba Be'ikya, you're really waiting really till the end of the day. You're really waiting close enough to Nacht. Either way, if you open a Mishnah Berurah, that's really how it is. And very few people are makel when it comes to a normal year to bring in Yom Tov early. There is a Yosef Omitz everyone knows of that he says, I haven't seen the previous generation be makbid on this halacha to make sure to wait till Nacht. Yes, it's a shitter out there, Yosef Omitz. I know that West Ham did he use it where necessary. But lemaisa, in the regular, it's not nofetz bechlal to bring in Yom Tov early, first night Shavuos. It's something which is brought in the postgame, Taz, Mogla, Vrom, Shavuot, every Kemah, everyone. Therefore, the regular, you won't find Kemah, anyone bringing in Yom Tov early. The Sfar, the more you'll find, because they go with that. But Derech Klal, that's Al-Pi Halacha, already you find something, a reason to wait. That's a very good, meaningful reason to wait till Nacht. Obviously, when it comes to cases a bit cholim and all these places, when it comes to old age, that's a whole different story. But you'll find when a person has a minor struggle, let's call it, a minor struggle, they're not going to be makel. Move on to the second. And Kol Shekin this year, where it's Shabbos, where there the Mashal got very upset about, there's halacha, really, you can daven Maariv from Plag and Mincha. Shabbos afternoon, from Plag, ready 10 to 8, you can better daven a Maariv. I know in Gates of Borden School, they had a Maariv. They had a Maariv for the boys which were 13, they had to go to bed early. In Gates said they can get Nacht 11:25. They have a Maariv early. So it's out there. The Maariv of the Mashal was very, very upset about it. People can go home thinking they could do Malacha. It's very wild. And therefore you'll find, Kol Shekin this year, we're not going to come out, no one is bringing in Yom Tov early. Kol Shekin this year. Again, there are a few shuls that I know, Abba Lamaisa is come out, not Nofetz. The big Shaila starts when it comes to the second night. Don't forget, Sunday afternoon, you've got a whole day, even if you sleep 5 hours to catch up the night before, you've still got change of another 5 hours, easy, whatever way you look at it. And you've got a long afternoon, however many shurim we want to go to. Really, the practical thing would be, is to attend Mincha before 7:48, before Plag. Maariv can be 7:48, after Plag. Come home, and Shalom, have your meal, and then head to bed at 10 o'clock. Make sure you catch Shema, Krishma, no Sfira, yeah, you catch Krishma, what's it called? And that would be the ideal situation. Go to bed at 10 to 11, and you wake up fresh the next morning, second day Yom Tov, Geshmaka Tfila, Geshmaka Halal, and a nice Yitzit Piskam, and all the nice things that come with it. So that would be really the ideal for many people. Again, we're talking about minor inconvenience that people would want to do this, really. People with mishpachas, what is the take on this in halacha? If point number one is, you have the Maharil, a potential issue, which we're going to say is not much of a problem. The Maharil writes that when you want, apologies, go back to Tamimus. How are you going to deal with the Mogen Avraham the first night? That which we said on the first night that you have to wait till Nacht, what would you say till the second night? Mitzat Tamimus, this halacha of Shavuos, that you got to make sure the 49th day is full, so perhaps maybe the second day Yom Tov as well. Says the Prima Gadim, I've seen some people be machmir, they have to wait till Nacht, the second night Yom Tov, Bishon Tamimus. Vezeh Tos, he says. Vezeh Tos, the Hakdom of Tov Sadi Dalit. He said Vezeh Tos, because you didn't count the first day Shavuos. Bishlami, you count 49th day, so you have to wait for that day to end in order for Shavuos to come in. But for the second day Yom Tov, what happened the first day? Nothing. You didn't count the first day. Zot Prima Gadim, Mitzat Tamimus, you make away with. The second potential issue, not Tamimus, the second potential issue is the Maharil. Maharil said, I've got my own chashash. I'm very scared. If you bring Yom Tov early, Noshim, the women, may prepare and cook food, and you'll end up only eating that food after Nacht, or even after Shkia. You'll only benefit, he's actually talking about, it's brought down the Matir Fram, and again to Rosh Hashanah, 2 days of Rosh Hashanah, says Matir Fram, don't bring in Yom Tov early. I'm very scared. Ladies will think, oh, my husband's gone out to Maariv, I will cook, I'm going to start cooking the soup, and it's for after Nacht. And really, she's holding by the first day, or even by Shkia till afterwards, is problematic. So therefore, Zot Matir Fram, make it Nacht. Don't bring Yom Tov early. Second day Yom Tov, don't bring it. It's going to lead to other things. It's going to lead to a problem. So first day to the second day, yeah, first day to the second day Yom Tov, you can't cook.
Any Yom Tov.
He's actually brought in Hilchos Rosh Hashanah, Matir Fraim, not to bring his second night Yom Tov early, because we're scared that the woman will cook during Shkia time or even before, and you'll only benefit from it after Nacht. Therefore, there is this big fear. Again, this is the second potential issue, that you to bring in Yom Tov early, Tamimus was one, we wrote that off, the Prima Gadim. The second one is, we're scared you might do Malacha, and you'll only end up eating the second day. There is big, big reason to believe that that Maharil does not apply in this day where we are here. The Maharil was talking about, you've got half an hour leeway here and there, and he's scared that you might do Malacha, and you're going to eat the meal after Nacht. Loichin in our case, everyone is fully aware that the plan of davening Maariv early, first plag at least, is you got a clean an hour and three quarters from 7:48 till 9:31, whatever, almost an hour and three quarters, where obviously the intention is you're going to eat the meal and finish even before Shkia. It can end a horror here, and especially here in Manchester, and even Koshkin and Gateshead, we've got such a long time in between. That is the plan. Speak to any one person who davens Maariv, they're all aware of this halacha. All the rabbanim make sure it's very clear that you have to make sure to finish the meal or finish all the courses that malachas were done to before Shkia. We're all fully aware of it. And the few that I've been speaking to people, it's very, very clear. People are fully aware to make sure that they finish before Shkia.
Well,
you've got to start eating. Any course that a malacha was done to, let's say the soup, you cooked it, so you've got to start that soup course before Shkia. Let's say the dessert. Now, dessert, sometimes you do a fruit salad and you're doing boira, thank you, you're doing boira, you're peeling, which is a problem with boira. You have to have started that. Even if it's cold, you can have a fruit salad which is cold. Any course which a malacha was done to it, really, just you can generalize and say any malacha that you had, any food item which a malacha was done to it, with a boira, with a bishul, whatever you want, if it was done to it, you've got to make sure to have begun it before Shkia. I think this is quite common knowledge from what I've seen. So the Maharil does not, it's very, very mistaken, the Maharil doesn't apply. He was completely torn, speaking to him many times, very hard to believe that this Maharil, who made that with Gezerah, that was scared that if you bring in Rosh Hashanah early, he was scared you're going to do Malacha the next, you're going to do Malacha. He's talking about where they're going to come home after Nacht, so then there's a great fear that the Noshim are going to start doing Malacha before Nacht, and it's a big problem. Even if they're going to daven plag, but they're only going to end up eating after Shkia, because there was very little time. Even here, Manchester, Rosh Hashanah is nothing. There's not much time in between. There, I can understand there's a fear. There, you've got to make sure to start by Nacht, and we all make sure. they understand, but Shavuos is completely out of proportion. It's gone down 3/4 easily. It's very hard to believe that the Maril was talking about this. If you look at the Loshon, he's talking about the few minutes here and there. It's not very not mistava that you'd have this fear. That's point number one. That's point number two, the second fear. So what you're left with, really, api alocha, there's no problem of tamimus. Supreme Godom says you haven't counted anything the first day. The second thing that the Maril is very gom in nishmistaba, and again, to back it up, not even more than that, is that you have the Mechasitzchok, Harav Feldman. Don't know if anyone knew Feldman from Stamford Hill. He was a Rav in 69. And he wrote a tshuva, a shaila to the Mechasitzchok. Many years ago, he looked at the old age home in Stamford Hill, Shomfol Square. I'm sure a lot of us know it. And Shomfol Square, they needed the daven Maariv early and to get into bed by 10. And he asked the Mechas Yitzchak, there were Choshev Hechever in the Shofar Square, and he asked the Mechas Yitzchak, can we be making second night Yom Tov? Is there a chisorin? Maybe perhaps we're cutting into the first day Yom Tov. Maybe it's a chisorin. We're cutting into the first day Yom Tov as a zilzal to the first day. Mechas Yitzchak, after bringing a few of these points that were mentioned, he says, not only that, it could even be the second day Yom Tov is more Choshev by Shavuos. I think the Olam know this Mogen Avraham, Bomba Kasha, comes to Shavuos, everyone knows, it's coming out everyone's ears. It's a bomba kasha. Make your cheshbon. You don't need to be some mathematician to make your cheshbon. We came out of Mitzrayim on Thursday. You make your cheshbon is that Friday was Kabbalah. Friday is Yom Nun, right? If you make your cheshbon 49 days plus the Yom 50 is Nun. But we all know that Kabbalah Satoria was not Yom Vav, was not Friday. It was 2 days after that. It was on Shabbos, right? So if you make your cheshbon, it's a simple cheshbon. You're making Gemara, passing like Rabbi Yosi, and it ends up being Yom Nun Aleph. How can we get up the first day Yom Tov to say Yom Matan Torah? Say no, we're passing like Rabbi Yosi. The Torah was given on Shabbos. It was not given on Friday, and it's a pele. All the Mogen Avraham, everyone asks this kasha. The Mogen Avraham's got a Meshumad Digat Teretz. He says it's coming to be Meramas the Koyach of Yom Tov Sheni. No one can understand this. They all ask what happens in Eretz Yisrael. On the page of Shulchan Aruch, they ask what happens in Eretz Yisrael. They miss the Ikar Yom Tov. Says the Mogen Avraham, says the Mechas Yitzchak, at least if a person is going to be Mekabel Yom Tov Sheni early, there's no Zulz on the Yom Tov Rishon. Because we don't even have a good enough Teretz to explain why Shavuos is in the first day in the first place. So, okay, there's Terutim in the hair, but Zot the Mechas Yitzchak, I haven't got that problem of Zulzul. So the third issue of Zulzul, Zot the Mechas Yitzchak, I've got no problem with. So basically, in and of itself, it's very difficult to find a problem to bring Yom Tov early, have your meal. Everyone knows to finish by Shkia. Really, there shouldn't be a problem. And really, strictly speaking, there isn't. People who find it inconvenient, very inconvenient, will tack a find kulas that really, if you speak to a person who's your Yodea Halacha, will struggle to find something, you know, in and of itself. But Lamasa, it's zicha something to avoid, because you'd be surprised how many studies, side, indirect matters that come up that you'll never dream of. And I must admit to one, something which is very, very interesting. I go into Santa Shaila. This is really, really interesting. Let me ask you a Shaila. Think about it like this. You're planning on going to Maariv, right? 7:48, okay? You're planning on coming back from Maariv at 8:15. You tell your wife, I'm home at 8:15, and you're expecting to have a nice meal, all hot. When is your wife going to prepare all these meals? When is she going to be taking out the soup out of the freezer and doing all the melachos? When is she going to do it? 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or even after 7, but she's certainly only when the husband comes home, that's when she's going to start thinking about lighting neiros and listening to Kiddush. Listen to this chumrah that I found. Very goyim pshat. Says the Shai Zeshuvah, so it's true. If the woman is preparing for the meal when it's Yom Tov Rishon, and she's only going to benefit it from the food only after her Kabbalah's Yom Tov Sheni, after she lights candles. When's the changing point? Only after she lights candles or she hears Kiddush. Could be there's a Shaila of her benefiting, doing Malacha Yom Tov Rishon, for a time where she has already been Mekabel Yom Tov Sheni, it's a Shtikel Tata to the Sasra, where she's ending up benefiting from the food that she cooked in Yom Tov Rishon Vadai, at a time where it's her new Yom Tov Sheni. Is that a Shaila in Halacha? Go into Santa Shaila. And to back it up, he says, in Hilchas Tefillin state, imagine someone, now, he had Daven Maariv early before this Shir, and he realizes, oi, I forgot to put Tefillin on this morning. What's that Halacha? Can he put Tefillin on? Let's imagine it's Breit, just before Shkia, and he's Daven Maariv. He can't put Tefillin on. Your Maariv creates it to be Laila. You find a musik in Hilchos Avelos. Sorry? Because once a person's Davar Ma'ariv, he's indicated and shown, and he's demonstrated that it's my night. And by night, you can't put tefillin on. Zoyshte often a shulchan aruch and some lamasi fei. Sorry? Oh, the chashash balaylo is he might fall asleep. Even if it's by day, he's not shulchan aruch. Oh. Yeah, you might have a kasha, but the fact is, Shulchan Aruch state that when a person's mekabel, when a person's davens mariv, he's made the laila. A person lo yaleinu hears shmo kriva, he person hears shmo kriva after davening mariv, he can't count that day as the first day of avelus. He has to wait for the next day. Kehena v'kehena Shulchan Aruch, you find cases that the mariv can make it the next day. Zot the story is true. Svir
soim
a good kasha. Good kasha. Svir soim a state. Even if the person davens mariv, he can still count the ima. That's because he had to have the tas in Tofresh. He says because he's got outstanding chiyuv. If he's got outstanding chiyuv, so you're going to ask for tefillin. The answer is kasha. It's always true. In fact, yeah. That's another. There's a shach. The shach writes in Shina and Hey to fa'em for the Yeridei Chiyuv. This is a mishumadig topic. Again, this is point number one. I must tell you.
Why is that the same problem at Nacht? She might start preparing. You're saying she's preparing before.
She's preparing before Yom Tov. Yeah.
So if you bring Yom Tov in at Nacht, you daven at the 11 o'clock at night.
There, everyone knows that you wait till Nacht. There, everyone knows because it's a deraisa. Everyone knows that you wait for Nacht because no one would dare. No one would dare to do malacha before Nacht or after Nacht. That's something. Over here, this is a very interesting chumrah. Now, this chumrah doesn't settle well. It sounds funny because what you're doing malacha before you mekabel, and you're doing and you're benefiting from it afterwards. It sounds a bit funny. And the ma'isa, I wish I had time to be masbir. Dan Berger's got a very, very nice, a nice understanding, a brilliant understanding of how you get around this problem of Ashtein, or his Trova. I haven't got the time to be Marach. I can mamash be Makatzer in it. There's Alocha. Are you ready for a Chap? Are you ready for a Chap? Otherwise, I'm gone. You ready for a Chap? Basically, it's like this. Yeah? He says there's Alocha by Erev Tafshilin. You have to be sharp. Erev Tafshilin Ashtein. If there's 2 days, right? Thursday, Friday, and Shabbos. Erev Tafshilin, you have to make before Yom Tov from Wednesday already to do Erev Tafshilin. What happens if you forget Erev Tafshilin on Wednesday? You're ready Yom Tov. Aloha, fascinating aloha. Comes Thursday, you can make it on Yom Tov, you can make it tonight. You can say, look, I'm making it Erev now. Listen, this is a gadlus. Right? You can make it Mimonoshach. And say like this, Mimonoshach. If today is Chol and tomorrow is Kodesh, right? Then today I'm allowed to make the Erev Tafshilin, like Wednesday. I can make the Erev Tafshilin, and there's no problem. If today is Kodesh, then, fine, then tomorrow is no problem cooking for Shabbos. As I state in Halacha that you can do, Tovkuch Chavzayim. So Zogdan Berger, the same thing would apply. You have to concentrate here. The same thing would apply over here. What are you telling me? What's the potential Chashash? She's going to cook before her Mariv for a time which is after her Mariv, after she's Mekabel Yom Tov Sheni. Hang on a second, you've got Mimonav Shach. If the second day Shavuos is the real day, then she's allowed to cook today. It's not Yom Tov today. There's no shayla of cooking bechlav on the next day. And if today is Kodesh, yeah, then her Kabbalah is nothing. It's kan Kabbalah nisht. What's she mekabel? What is she mekabel? Stand there, like, nearest shachiyon. She mekabel gornisht. This is extreme. You can see it's extremely delicate and complicated. Let's get back into just the flow. Just finish off with a couple of points. Number one is for the people which are tackle waiting Yom Tov Sheni for they're waiting late. So it comes Sunday night. It's quite difficult to wait till Sunday night. A lot of times you got the chicken soup in the freezer. You've got the challahs in the freezer. A lot of times you want to take out the chicken soup. You want to take the challahs out of the freezer. Let's say at 6 o'clock in the afternoon, because if you're going to leave everything in the freezer till 10 to 11, yeah, and then expect to come home and have it all hot, and then, you know, it's not geshmak. So the shaila is, people have the shaila, can they take out the challahs, can they take out the kugel from the freezer? Is that a problem from Shabbos to Yom Tov, from Yom Tov to Yom Tov? And the answer really is, in and of itself, is mutam mibayd yom, to take it mibayd yom is okay. Just be aware of bayra. A lot of times the challah is obscured, there's other things around it. It's just from every Yom Tov, you have to make sure that the challah, the things that you plan to take out, is very clearly in a clear area that you know you've got no shaylas or bayra, because you're taking it from one day to the next. Just one final khumra.
Can't just take it now before. I think I'm 5, 4, 13, generally across that day.